Wonder, do you know what the difference is between a piano and tuna? Well, you can tuna piano, but you can't piano tuna. Or what's the difference between a well-dressed man on a unicycle or a poorly dressed man on a bicycle? A tire. Think about it. Or the difference between a dog and a tree? The bark. Those will maybe hit a wee bit later. Have a think about them. But what's the difference? Contrasts. And here in this psalm, in Psalm 36, we have a contrast. What's the difference? What's the difference between the wicked and the righteous? David sets out in verses 1 to 4 a description of a wicked man. And he contrasts that in verses 5 to 9 with the description of a righteous man. He laments in verses 1 to 4 as he reflects on the wicked as they oppose the Lord. And then as he turns to the righteous man, he finds rest in God's steadfast love. David opens in verse 1, transgression speaks to the wicked deep in his heart. Or the NIV translates that verse as, I have a message from God in my heart concerning the sinfulness of the wicked. Or the New King James Version says, an oracle within my heart concerning the transgression of the wicked. David said, I have a message. I have a message from God to give to the wicked. It's a message that has been put on his heart. A message that he wants to share with people. And so what does he say about these wicked people? Well, in these four verses, he sets out six descriptions of what the wicked person is like. And firstly, he says in verse 1, there is no fear of God before his eyes. David said, the wicked person lives as if there is no God. He lives as if God is not there. The wicked person lives life as if God is not there. He has no sense of who God is, no sense of what God can do. No sense of the all-powerful, all-knowing, all-seeing creator God. And he lives life like that. No fear of God, no fear of what he can do, no fear of a coming judgment, no fear of wrath. Paul in Romans chapter 3 writes it, no one is righteous, that outside of Christ we live in sin and under its curses. Verse 18 of Romans chapter 3, he says, therefore live in fear of God, because there is no fear of God before the wicked person's eyes. J. Campbell Morgan said, the description of